housing, particularly in a neighborhood that's been historically impacted by displacement. I think we all understand that land is at an increasing premium in North and Northeast Portland, and this acquisition contributes to the goals of the North Northeast Neighborhood Housing Strategy. And importantly, it responds to the stated community priority of creating a land bank for future, the future, before properties like this one are eventually lost to the pressures of the market. I want to personally thank the Strong family for coming to meet with me, and I commend them for their willingness to partner with us on this important project and providing what I believe is an invaluable service to the community. And this is despite a history with Portland City government that would give them every reason not to trust us. We're grateful to have had this partnership and helping to make this reality, and I want to thank you for not only the tremendous work you've done on this, but I want to thank you for being here today as well. Director Callahan, good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. This is one of two items this morning that is advancing our North and Northeast Neighborhood Strategy. In 2015, City Council adopted the North and Northeast Neighborhood Housing Strategy.
Shannon, I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you want me to read 650 and 651 at the same time?
Not yet, Mayor. If we could do each individually.
Okay, very good. Sorry for the interruption.
Oh, no problem. So the North and Northeast Neighborhood Housing Strategy is a community-driven initiative to address the impacts of the city's actions and the ongoing threat to the longtime community from displacement. The plan consists of four overarching goals, and this morning the first item before us is actually related to the fourth strategy, which is land banking. And with this purchase, we will actually have concluded with three land banking properties in the district, the first being a property on North Interstate, the second being Cary Boulevard, and then significantly this Strong family property. The property itself is in the heart of the Albina Community District as well as the Humboldt neighborhood. It is located on the corner of North Williams and North Alberta. It is nearly an acre and can hold up to 150 new homes, whether they be apartments or for rent or condos for homeownership development. That is to be much later determined with a community process. But we intend to hold this property for future development. And I would really just like to thank and acknowledge the Strong family for working with us for, I think it's been almost 4 years of discussions with the Housing Bureau, active discussions in trying to make sure that this property remained a community asset and contains affordable housing for generations to come. So I appreciate the willingness to work with us and talk with us and the willingness to commit this property going forward. And with that, I would turn it over to Mark Strong, Jackie Strong, and Kathy Rhodes, members of the family that are selling the property to the Housing Bureau.
Okay. Well, we want to just say thank you for this opportunity. The property has been our family for a number of years. Prior to us purchasing the property, my grandmother, my grandfather, Opal and Luther Strong, just lived right down about a half a block from where the property is located on Williams Avenue. As kids, we used to go to Mr. Horse's store and buy penny candy and used to goof around just playing in the neighborhood and that type of thing. And so it's been an integral part of our lives for many, many years, my uncle, even back further than that. Just seeing, you know, over the last, you know, several years, just the change in North and Northeast Portland, you know, has been, you know, just kind of disheartening to watch, you know, the fingerprints of the African-American community being etched away. It's just been very, very painful. Our parents, who Kathy and I represent today, along with my uncle, it's just that, you know, they're getting older and they want to do something a little bit different. But part of our dilemma was we just didn't want to put the property in the hands of developers who have no heart or no kind of concern or moral sense of justice for some of the longtime inhabitants of our community. So we begin the conversation with the city. They've been long, and it's been a while, but we feel comfortable doing this because we know that, you know, selling the property to the city is going to be beneficial for some of the residents there for their welfare and so forth. So we're glad to be able to do that. It makes it a little bit easier to pass the title along.
Thank you, Mark. I think you said that very well. Growing up in the Northeast community has a lot of really rich memories for me, like you mentioned, with our grandparents just living right down the street. And just the property has been a real place of family and community for us in the neighborhood. So seeing a lot of change over the years has been pretty remarkable, and that we've seen a lot of people displaced, a lot of families that we've shared the community with and shared a lot of time with, and just seeing all of that stretch out further east has been difficult for a lot of people in our community. My children, especially, they've been like right in the midst of all of this transition and are wondering what to make of it. So it creates a lot of economic issues for a lot of people. And so we are just so grateful and thankful that you're looking beyond just the economic impact of all of this displacement, that you're looking at families and you're looking at building community. And that is so important, and it makes me feel honored to be a part of, you know, the city of Portland, that you're looking at giving back and making opportunities for those that have been displaced to be able to come back to the community they know as home. So we are grateful to be here today and grateful that you have a mindset for more than just economics, but for building community.
Commissioner Hardesty, did you have?
And I'll be brief and quick. I just want to thank a few people real quickly, because when I started this process, we were really feeling like we had been gentrified. As a person that really came from a background that was had nominal means, we weren't a rich or wealthy family by any means, but through hard work and determination, my father taught us the same virtue and virtuous skills that are needed for us to be able to be at this point in time. So with all my little dollars and pennies saved and accumulated together, and my brother as well, we were able to buy this property that my nieces and nephews have talked about that was right across the street from where we grew up. But along that pathway, we experienced gentrification at the highest levels, and we really were thinking that the city was our enemy versus our friend. So when we started out on this course, we were zoned at a density level that was far less than what those that surrounded us were. And us not having any experience doing this, I dived in to say, I'm going to get this zone change. And people like Nan Stark, Carl Dinkelspiel, Tanya Wilsberger, Shannon, nieces and nephews, my wonderful wife, Eileen, we all came together and we came and we pushed. We got the zone changed. And then we went back and we negotiated a dollar amount with me, with not having any experience ever having done this before. But the reason why I'm mentioning that is because it was a collaboration. And with that being the case, I think we set on the precipice of being able to come up with a model that might be able to be duplicated nationwide. Whereas instead of the city, the large municipality going in and robbing and raping and pillaging those communities that are marginalized, we joined together and came up with a model that can help not only the strong family for generations to come, but also the community of Portland. Mm-hmm. We can be that beam, that star. So I am indebted forever and forever grateful to what you are about, hopefully, to approve. And again, thank you for joining with us. And we're not done yet, because, you know, I just met with Prosper Portland. We're hoping that the building will be named after us in some way, and we're going to be actively involved in what goes in there, and we're going to be fighting, just like my mom did, Opal Strong, for the community and making sure that it's developed the right way.
Mayor, if I may.
You bet.
I want to applaud your family. I want to applaud your family because in this time where land is being grabbed up all over the city of Portland, you could have chosen a different route. And I'm not a real estate person, but I suspect you could have also got more money if the goal was just about money. I want to applaud you because most people don't have the patience for how slow the city moves. Amen. And the fact that you are carrying on the legacy of your parents who had the foresight to purchase this property, and you've had the foresight to maintain the property, and you decided that you would only let it go if you were going to let it go so that it would be beneficial to those who have lived and made Inner Northeast a place that people want to live, and then for those who are coming in the future. So I feel a little guilty sitting back here having you thank us when, in fact, it is your vision that brings us to this place today. So thank you.
Well, again, thank you so much. And again, it just shows your wisdom, because you're right. We could have put it on the open market and had a much more competitive process, but we did. And again, I'm the one, and my brother are the ones that bought this property, okay? It wasn't our parents. But the point that I'm making behind that is that we came together, and now the whole family is going to benefit. And that's what's important.
Mayor.
Commissioner Udaly.
I want to echo Commissioner Hardesty's statement and just say, or note how vital it is that we move as much property out of the private market as we can and turn it into permanently affordable housing. I mean, I think it's the only way forward to preserving any kind of racial or economic diversity in this city. So I want to applaud you as well. I want to say Opal Strong has a real nice ring to it, so I do hope that that naming takes place. And Director Callahan, I mean, I've read the report, and there's no, there's some minor soil contamination. The new zoning's already been secured, so we don't anticipate much issues with actually moving forward with this development, including with the neighborhood.
No, we've done complete testing throughout the sale process and are confident both in the ability to move forward on a future development, but we do intend to hold this property for a period of time, and obviously the family is still living on the property presently, but intends to move off, I believe, very soon.
And I didn't hear it mentioned, but I'm assuming that the units, when they're eventually built, will be subject to our preference policy?
And yes, indeed.
Fantastic.
Anything under the North and Northeast Neighborhood Strategy or an interstate is.
I think it's just subject. Good to note every time we.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you again. We'll now take public testimony.
We've had four people sign up. I'll read the first three names: Curtis Faith, Jian Connett, and Lightning.
Thank you very much. You can go ahead and take your seats. Thank you for being here. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. Congratulations to the Strong family. And again, on the record, they have stated they would like to be able to name this property after themselves, or a name they come up with. And you must stand by that on the record. Now, one of the concerns I did have is that I noticed there were some, if I'm correct, three homes that were currently on this site. I'm really against deconstruction and having homes demolished. Is there any way that we can come up with a different plan to possibly, if these homes could be moved to another property, whether it's a private owner or someone else within the area itself, and have a moving company move these houses? I'm just really against any deconstruction or demolition of older homes. And to me, that just kind of goes against kind of the historic value of certain properties were built many years ago, and such as family members possibly or friends utilizing those properties. So that's a concern to me, maybe to be looked at, and if that could happen, that would be very much appreciated. Again, just on the amount of units being built there, I like everything I see. I absolutely want to see this go forward and approved. I think it's a great location to build these type of units, the multifamily and or units that could possibly be owned in the future by the tenants themselves. And that's a real important issue to me on this type of property here, is just from my position, and I possibly the family would agree on this, is that ownership in the future is really kind of a thing that presents that gentrification and people having to move out of the areas. As a tenant, you have a certain amount of rights, but let's face it, if you can move this into ownership rights to the people acquiring and getting into these units, that to me is the best possibility and the outcome for this property, in my opinion. So again, I'm hoping that'll happen. I like the fact of any time the city is involved in these type of transactions, if we can move it not into a tenant-based type property, but ownership in the future type property. That's really the difference between the private ownership and the city owning a property, is they have the potential to move them in as owners in the future. They have that potential to do that, and that's what I want to start seeing, is our taxpayer dollars moving people into ownership of these units and having ownership, not being called a tenant at the end of the day from the city of Portland. That is really taking care of the people of this city. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Jan Connett. I want to thank the Strong family very, very much. Eric Reich owned property out there for a really long time. I think this store that you were referring to maybe is one that he had owned. And he kept it tied up for years. So I'm hoping that his daughter Erica saw fit to sell him. Aside from that, I'm really glad to see the Northeast area come back. Dad didn't want me there, but my friends made sure that I got to go over there every once in a while. And it's a beautiful neighborhood, so I hope whatever they build in the true fashion. You go down Mississippi anywhere over there, the houses are vibrant, they're beautiful. I hope that this doesn't become another rat box building, which is all I see. Rat box. You know, even New York had more class than this. So I want to thank the Strong family very much for their endeavor in this, and I wish and pray for them all the best.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Curtis Faith. I wanted to address, and at general level, the lack of addressing the primary need for all of these kinds of housing activities, which is that the, let's just say, less favorable at the time segments of the population from the perspective of the companies and people that were running the city in the 40s, 50s, and 60s that took all of the homes and put exhibition centers on top of them and didn't compensate people on the east side for all of the homes that they had, didn't compensate the Chinese and didn't compensate the Japanese, and now all of their descendants are poor and don't have any equity and cannot find housing, and so we're papering this over with some sort of emergency resolution on a property that we are going to hold for several years. I don't see why that's an emergency resolution. I think you're using the emergency-ness of it to make your paperwork easier, and you're not addressing the emergency of the fact that there wasn't even a shelter for people last night that showed up in town who didn't have a house to sleep in. Last night, you were turned away. That's the emergency the city's not addressing, and you, sir, are not anything other than a real estate developer trying to attack a problem you know nothing about because you've not spent any time in the field. I know because I've spent the last 9 months on the streets of this city preparing to talk to this city, waiting for the trial wherein your city employees would admit that they were targeting people. This trial took place yesterday.
So, again, I just remind you, your
yes,
testimony
and it is
to
relevant to
the,
this particular item
at hand
because it is an emergency resolution. I'm saying it shouldn't be.
Thank you. Any further testimony on this item, Keelan?
Maggie.
Come on up.
Okay, I also want to reference that I understand the historical nature of this accomplishment in terms of how this land has been, you know, taken by the government for whatever purposes, roads, bureaucracies or whatever, and then people or gentrification and people displaced. However, I have been over on the east side, and one of the things that I did when I was over there was I walked all over the place. And what I saw were these little tiny plots of land everywhere around properties like this Alberta property where you guys could be paying urban farmers to grow little community gardens. And it seems to me that the government really owes this particular region. You know, when people first came here, like during World War II, you know, to work for government contractors, and this is still going on, like with Intel, you had government contractor, and then, you know, they hired these minorities, and then I brought one to you who's been back out on the street. She used to work for Intel. You know, Intel says, oh, yeah, we're going to hire these people, and they do so through a contract, and then they just fire them, and then they can't pay their rent, and they're homeless. And so this cycle happens over and over and over and over again. But as far as the Alberta area, why can't the Department of Agriculture get into this new thing, urban farming, and pay urban farmers? This is a new thing. You know, you can go to Corvallis, find, you know, an African-American dude or a Chinese dude or a Japanese dude who's doing, you know.
Again, I'm going to have to
a minority.
What does this have to do with
or
the item?
Or a woman, you know, who's been historically displaced and wants to do some urban farming on these little, you know, there's these little plots of land everywhere. Like, you know, they're like less
Maggie,
than
Maggie, are you for or against this item?
Pardon?
Are you for or against this item?
I'm for it, but what I'm against is traditionally what's happened is, you know, you build interurban housing near these, like, big freeway arterials, and then the chain link fencing goes up. How about lots of little community gardens and no chain link fencing?
Thank you.
You know? All right.
Thank you.
Super. Thank you. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Hardesty.
I am absolutely excited about voting yes on this proposal. I think this is the kind of proposal that I hope gets broad media coverage so that we have more opportunities to be intentional about how we develop the little remaining land left in the city of Portland. I vote aye.
New Daily.
Pretty much already said what I have to say. I don't always agree with Mr. Lightning, but I want to agree with him right now that as well as removing land from the private market, creating home ownership opportunities for low and moderate income households is an important issue. And my office is working on a couple different strategies around that. And thank you to the Strong family for being here and for working with the city. And despite the history, I vote aye.
Fish.
Well, first, Shannon, thanks for bringing this forward. And thanks to the Strong family for sharing your history with us today. It's an honor to have you. This is a great deal. We are not going to solve our long-term affordable housing problem unless we build a lot more affordable housing. And this is a terrific location. And I'm pleased that we'll be doing the land banking now and then figuring out how to maximize the use. I'm a big believer that the name of the property should reflect the history. So I think we have a pretty good record here today that says there's going to be something about the Strong family at this location. And whenever we can celebrate a win like this for the community, it's special. And Commissioner Hardesty expects this to be on the front page of all of our media tomorrow. She's relatively new to council. the truth is the good stories usually don't have, there isn't a lot of space for the good stories because of the other stories that displace them. But this is a good story. And let's hope that that we get a chance to celebrate this, because we don't have a chance to celebrate the wins enough in our community. So thank you for making this day possible. I'm very proud to vote aye.
Mailer.
I want to thank the Strong family as well. Thank you for the time you spent with me. Thank you for the time that you've spent with the Housing Bureau. And in particular, Shannon, I want to thank you and the Bureau for continuing our efforts around the North-Northeast strategy, as well as securing the preference policy as a viable option in our community. And you know, many times people have asked about the prospect of land banking, about the prospect of making sure that we respect the history of the community. And this most certainly does not make amends for the history in North Portland, Northeast Portland. But it is a step in the right direction. It's an acknowledgement that we as a community can do better. And thanks to you and the Strong family, you're demonstrating that with a partnership, we can really do some amazing work together. And so I'm very proud to bring this on behalf of the Housing Bureau. I want to thank Andrea and Cupid from my office for the work that they've put into this as well. I want to thank my colleagues for their support. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.